So you're listening to the sound of Deep House on Ministry of Sound Radio, and right now we've got Lee M. Kelsall on the phone all the way from Mexico. So hi mate, how are you?
I'm good mate, how are you Ricky?
Yeah, very good thanks. Your brand new EP is out this week on UK based record label Love Not Money. We've absolutely loving that on the show, been hammering it. What's the response been like for this release?
It's been a great response, Ricky. It's picking up, you know, lots of heat from great artists, including Steve Lawler. What a good one, I didn't expect that one. Not forgetting it, the track of the week on your wonderful radio station. So massive thanks, Ricky, for that. For premiering it as well last week. Thank you.
Wicked. And you've produced everything from disco through to garage. If you could pick one track that's been an inspiration to you as a producer, what would it be?
It'd have to be Hollis T. Monroe, I'm Lonely. You know, this track is absolutely pure genius. It never gets old. It was created in like a matter of hours as well. Yeah, it still sounds fresh and it's irregular in every set. I've loved the track for years. And last year, Hollis T. Monroe actually sent me a message saying he was digging some of my tracks as well, which is also great. So, all good there.
Wicked, let's play that right now. In the UK but based in Australia and Mexico. Is the weather not good enough for you here?
Nah, I think it's something I've always done. I've always chased the sun, so I live in Australia in the summer and then I come back to Europe for the summer each year. I'm actually in Peru and Brazil as well in the next couple of months as well, so that'll be good. Again, two hot countries, so no, it's all fun. But I'm back over in Europe anyway in July and August on tour, so we'll see what the weather's like there.
Wicked, loving it. And taking it back to the beginning, what was your first major signed track?
My first track was On The Road. That was the one that came out on Hot Waves. Originally, Miguel Campbell wanted it for Outcross, because me and Miguel Campbell go back years from when we both lived in Leeds. And then he got signed to Op Creations. I moved to Australia, and it kind of got put on the back burner. So then I sent it to my friend Matt here, who did the remix. I forwarded it on to Lee Foz, and within an hour, it was signed to Hot Waves. So it's good to get a major track signing on my first ever release as well, so all good.
Wicked, and you've also had releases on huge labels Dope Wax, Nervous and Get Twisted. What can we expect from you in 2014?
2014 is a busy year. I've just launched a new business of mine, a new artist agency called Alters Project. So now I'm not only am I an artist, I'm now looking after artists such as Sean Roman, The Cool Cats and Moonwalk. These guys have had massive releases on labels such as Dynamique, Off Recordings, Get Physical and I Mean Edge's Cut. So I'm very excited about this project. As well as that, I've got releases coming out pretty much every month now until summer on the likes of Nervous Records with my buddy James Silk. I've got remixes on Mexa, South Shore on a vinyl release, and Cream Couture's new Sister Day label for Paolo Mojo. So I'm very, very busy at the moment and I'm looking up a minute.
Wicked, and finally, we're about to go into your mix. What can people expect for the next 40 minutes?
The mix is good. The mix is just a nice groovy style mix. It's got a lot of unreleased stuff from my boys, Sean Roman, Moonwalk, The Cool Cat, Tough Love, etc. Plus a few new pieces from myself and James Silk. Not forgetting my favourite track of 2014 from my buddies, The Nubiners, what came out on Groove last month. I must have played this track about 1,000 times now, but I still love it.
Wicked. So right now you're listening to the sound of Deep House and we're going into the mix with Lee M. Kelso. Oh,
Let's go. Back to reality. got these words on my lips. I bid you welcome, welcome, welcome.